We scored in the first minute, we scored in the last minute, and in between we could have scored three or four more, and that's no disrespect to Drogheda, but if we got the second, you'd have won out comfortably. We didn't, and to be fair to Drogheda, they scored three good goals from their point of view, and you know, I know they haven't won since they're here the last time, but I've nothing but praise for them. You know, if you think we had a difficult season, they were gone a long while ago and stuck at it and got the rewards here tonight, albeit maybe with a little bit of help from us.
And Harps played well at times in the first half, Ollie. You know, you didn't look like a team that have just been relegated.
No, we didn't, but you're playing the other side that has got relegated, if you like, and confidence is probably low on both sides. But you know, I just think that the decision making was poor for all of their three goals. You know, there were all mistakes that we made initially from a set piece from them, and then a set piece from us at the other end of the pitch. It's you know, it's difficult. There's no point in me saying anything different. It's, you know, when the heads are down, it's very difficult to turn it. But I felt that we would turn it tonight after the start we got. I felt, yeah, we'd go on and we'd see this game out, but we didn't. And of course, disappointing. German, there's no other word for it. Like,
yeah, well, listen, at 1-0, Ollie, there were chances in the first half to score a second, and there was a big penalty shoot as well. That didn't go down too well on the bench.
Yeah, there was an out-and-out penalty. There's no point in saying anything different. I think that, you know, people make mistakes, but I think the manner in which the referee explained it at half-time certainly leaves a very nasty taste in my mouth. We're all people. We've all got professions. But I just find maybe the way that the avoidance of an answer, and maybe the little bit of, I need to be careful of what I say here.
Yeah. But did he give a reason for it, Ollie?
No, I called him by his wrong name. I think it's an Irish version is what I should have used. But I don't want to go too much into this because there'll probably be somebody knocking at my door complaining. But, you know, I don't like blaming referees, and I'm not. We lost that game irrelevant of the penalty decision, but I certainly left a very sour taste in my mouth with the manner in which he dismissed a question at halftime.
Yeah, and that's probably not the first time that's happened this season with match officials. Ollie, you've had concerns and frustrations.
We're all men. Mm. I think, I hope, right? We all make mistakes, me included. So do referees. That's not the problem. I think the problem is that we try and keep a little bit of, we're all human beings that go to work in the morning, but certainly it left an awful sour taste in my mind, and I've said that for a third time, and I realise that maybe I shouldn't be saying it, but at least I'm honest because I've held back quite a lot, and you know, this is not the first time that it's happened with this official.
Yeah. Okay, so you got to prepare now for the final game on Friday night. What way does your week work now, Ollie, leading up to Bowes on Friday night?
The lads get recovery tomorrow. We're in here again on Wednesday night to try and prepare for you're playing one of the farm teams in the country. They've beaten Dundalk, they've drawn with Cork, and I think the job Keith Long has done with his budget is without doubt the best in the league in his position that he's in with the budget that he had, and nothing but compliments for them. I mean, we were hoping to get to the last game, and probably the only consolation in a cynical way tonight was that had we lost that game and the results had gone away at the weekend, you'd be fairly kicking yourself. You know, the results didn't go away on Friday or Saturday night for that matter. So effectively it was gone, but it was still no excuse with the manner of the three goals that we conceded. But to get a result in Bowes will take a huge turnaround. Don't mind getting a win. You know, they're on a roll, to be fair to them, and they've done a brilliant job for maybe the resources that they have.
Yeah, and perhaps it's fair to say the Harps supporters that came here tonight, you know, good to see you.
Absolutely, yeah. I know there wasn't a big crowd, but they're excellent. And you know, I'll hold back to say I'm very disappointed for them, you know, that we didn't get a result. But, you know, it's great to see them here, you know, even though we're relegated. And that's what this club is about, those people that are here tonight. Just disappointed that we couldn't have given them a result where we should have given them a result. But I can have nothing but praise in particular for the ones that showed up here tonight, German.